This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Holiday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back at the wall. Grand slam! Jackson jolts out of it in grand fashion. His second career slam and a brilliant start to this Wednesday night.
Kevin Brown on the call, courtesy of Masson. That was in the second inning, Jason. Orioles went 1-2-3 in the first, but man, all three of those balls were stung. Gunnar Henderson hit it 113 off the bat, but it was smothered. Big moment for Jackson Holliday there because he broke an 0-for-17.
Huge. We've talked about how many Orioles starting pitchers have kids because I guess that was something that Brandon Hyde was tracking. That was supposed to help them. It's not, I would just say, it's not going so well. That metric, if that, I would lose that from the algorithm moving forward. And we talk about dad strength. What about puppy strength? It's Bark at the Park night. Coconut, who I'm going to say, I'm going to call it a wonder pup. I'm going to put Coconut up there with Frankie the Wonder Pup.
Coconut's
right now.
A cutie.
Well, I mean, look, if Coconut shows up and Daddy hits grand salamis, Coconut's going to the IA Hall of Fame.
Apparently, he's got a great track record for Bark in the Park.
That's
Coconut.
What
he's
I'm saying.
Three homers, I think.
I mean, I don't want to tell them how to run their franchise, but how about fewer bobbleheads of the billionaire, more bobbleheads of Coconut?
Coconut
and Jackson.
I think everyone would love a Coconut
Who
bobblehead.
Who wouldn't want that?
Hey, Orioles promotion staff.
You
want
to get me back
idea.
To the ballpark? You want to get me back to the ballpark and end my jihad while this guy's still the GM? How about a Coconut bobblehead with Jackson?
Who says no?
Coconut on Jackson's shoulder while he's hitting a grand slam.
That's a layup. That's
right?
A layup.
But that was huge. It was huge for him. It was huge for them. Everybody could have a sigh of relief. And look, they saw a lot of Gavin Williams. You look at the Guardians have affiliates in a lot of the same leagues as the Orioles. So a lot of these guys saw Gavin Williams in A-ball. They saw Gavin Williams in double-A ball. Maybe a smidge in AAA. So they're familiar with that young pitcher, and he wasn't fooling anybody from the beginning of the game, as you mentioned. Hard hit balls in the first inning, and he certainly didn't fool Jackson Holliday there.
It was a much better approach from this lineup, where it wasn't swinging out of your shoes.
No.
They took their pitch. They had 4 walks against Gavin Williams as well, and Heston Kjerstad coming through in a big moment in the 8th inning as well, Jason, in addition to a nice play in the field. Saving 2 runs.
I mean, what? They had 17 hard hit balls as a team. 4 of them by Heston Kjerstad, who again.
Beltway Ben had the stat. All 4, 103 off the bat or higher.
So that's a smoke show. So that kid, and we'll talk about him a little bit more today, probably a little bit more tomorrow. They've got to give him a chance to build up confidence. They've got to give him a chance to see these pitchers and make adjustments and get into the ebbs and flows that come with the marathon that is baseball. And let's face it, he's here for power. And they as much as we love him going the opposite way at times and just pushing the ball, I think everybody knows they took him second overall, not because he's a corner outfielder, not because they want him to get on base a ton, which would be nice. That's he's built for, they think, this ballpark. It's left-sided, natural, pull side damage into that flag court.
Now the question is this. Can they make it back-to-back games? They've yet to win back-to-back games on the season. They have yet to win a series this season. Can this offense show up again against Tanner Bibee?
I don't know how to, like, handicap this because I'm usually of the mind that I've got to see it to believe it. The difference in a lot of these series has been, and we've heard Brandon Hyde say it himself, and we've played those clips during and after the Royals series, after the first game of this series, during the Diamondback series. The other team has had exponentially more quality at-bats where they've worked counts, where they've waited for their pitch, where they've spat on the things that they have to spit on to protect in a two-strike count to see if that pitcher will relent. And we have not seen that from the Orioles on back-to-back nights this season, and we did not see it a whole lot more than once in a series, the final, I don't know, 3 months of last year. So I can't explain why it hasn't happened more because we know what they're capable of, but I also know Bibee's pretty good pitcher when he's on, and it seems to me at times they get like, the whole feast or famine thing, when it's coming easy for them, it comes easy for everybody, and then they immediately get into bad habits, and it's like, well, if that happened and I wasn't trying for it, what would happen if I really did try to hit this ball 500 feet? And then they quickly get back into bad habits. I don't know. I can't break that tendency for them. I don't know why they can't break it, but they've tried a couple different promoting hitting coaches, getting rid of hitting coaches, firing a bench coach, right? A whole offseason to try to like mitigate against this and come up with a different way to inform these kids. Maybe the way we're giving them this information isn't working. And then what have we seen through the better part of 20 games this year?
Inconsistency.
So I don't know, Bone. I don't know what to expect tonight. I'd love to see them be able to, for six of these nine innings, have guys up there who look like they have a plan, who look like they're going to be selfless, who look like they want to do whatever they can to get on base and extend the inning for somebody else. But they default to some bad habits pretty quickly. I hope that's not the case. You know what you can do during the game, Bone?
What's that?
If you're watching tonight, you don't want to listen to that. Go to the Odyssey app. Download it. Super easy. Even I could do it.
Yeah.
You could listen anywhere. I'm not good with anything. You could listen anywhere in the world. My daughter, Chloe Jane, is listening in Syracuse right now. She can hear the show crystal clear in real time.
Shout out,
Chloe. Shout out. Your acapella group was awesome last night.
Nice.
Chloe thinks Ryan Mountcastle is going to have a big night to play tonight. Ooh. So if you're maybe dabbling in the gambling markets, there's that. Just a hunch. She hasn't done any extended research, but just a hunch.
And Chloe cannot gamble. We don't want the feds going after her.
No, she's 20. She could.
Well, 21.
Is it 21?
It's 21.
She wouldn't anyway.
18 in D.C.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was 18 in some places around here. And I don't even know in New York where she is, New York State. Yeah, I don't know. But again, you can listen to, you go into that app, you can listen to the whole show again. That's great. But Beltway Ben's got every segment.
Chapter.
Every segment. You want to hear the Phil Sims interview again? Boom. You want to hear what second-round quarterbacks make sense for the Ravens? Boom. Six-packs. Everything.
Speaking of six-pack, we're going to get back into the Ravens at 3:30. Six-pack. Six Ravens on the hot seat. We'll also hear more from Eric DaCosta later on in the 3 o'clock hour, but we're going to keep the O's talk rolling. Tomoyuki Sugano on the mound tonight. Can he rebound? Will he rebound? I also found one stat that's very troubling of his first three starts, and I'll give it to you next on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.